Thank you. I always do.
Mighty fine.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we know you wouldn't be here if you didn't love acoustic music and didn't love folk music. We have one of the renowned folk song scholars of our time in our group, actually. Too Slim is known as a folklorist. He studies the folk mores, the folk habits, folk food, folk dance, and of the region. We got here early today. He had the chance to do a little folking around this area.
Yes, I did.
And I wondered if you discovered any of the great folk artifacts around here.
Ranger Doug, I went to the center of New York culture.
Really?
Ancramdale.
Really?
I went to the Ancramdale Academy of Folk Arts and Sciences. It turns out the area apparently settled by Scots people thousands of years ago.
Really?
I guess they came over on the land bridge and it reminded them of home, and of course they settled there. And then the climate changed and the land bridge sank, leaving them primitive and isolated, where they remain to this day.
Really?
It's a fascinating place for a folklorist. In ancient times, apparently they built their culture around the salting of the slug. They would place slug salting. They would place a virgin slug within a great congregation of people.
Those days are over.
Yes.
Wait a minute. A virgin slug?
Yes.
Slim, slugs are hermaphroditic.
A slug lacking self-knowledge was placed within a congregation, and then they would salt the slug, and to accompany its soul to slug heaven, which in slug theology is a big dog's dish on God's back porch. I wish I could make this up. This is the real stuff. They would sing a song, and I have learned this wonderful unaccompanied Celtic ballad. Can I do this now? Would this be an appropriate time?
You mean to tell us you've learned an unaccompanied Celtic ballad in the ancient folk Celtic unaccompanied style like the Boston Celtics did it hundreds of years ago?
When the great Okuzi.
That's right. The great Celtic forward.
Yes. When first I came to Ancramdale, my fortune there to find, I met some jolly countrymen, on barbecue we dined. The talk soon turned to manly sport, while the Miller Lite we chugged. But they said, lad, you hanna live till you have salt the slug. They raise it high, their shakers full of Morton's finest grain. We crept out to the garden damp to there begin the game. He watched each creature swell and pop did thrill me to the core. And every slug did learn that night that when it rains it pours.
Great, so Slim.
I thought that was the end, too. So if you're Aaron Ancramdale, quaffing chili brew, and hearty lads and lassies fair, do salt a slug or two, pray, join the Spartan company, forsaken sex or drugs. God bless us jolly salters and take pity on the...
Slug.